Do the open borders in any way undermine the Constitution? Here's how our governing document begins. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States, end quote. Well, Honorable Alan West is a former U.S. congressman. He is now involved with the American Constitutional Rights Union and Rick Green's Patriot Academy, and he joins us on Vocal Point to discuss the open borders and the Constitution. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Alan, it's great to have you back in the program. Thank you for joining us.
It's good to be with you, Dr. Jerry. I haven't had the opportunity to tell you, so Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you. So the open borders, you're there in Texas. What an amazing development in our country. It seems so unconstitutional from where I stand.
Well, it's totally unconstitutional. I've been down to the border about 14 to 15 different times. I've been right there at the heat of things in Eagle Pass and Del Rio, that park that people are talking about right now, and that boat ramp there in Eagle Pass. I've been there a couple of times, and I spent time with the Kinney County Sheriff's Department, which is in between Del Rio and Eagle Pass, two hot spots. And what you see happening down there is just unconscionable. And so when you think about the decision that the Supreme Court just made, 5-4 decision, Justice Amy Coney Barrett and Chief Justice Roberts joined with the very far left, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, to say that the federal government has the right to go down and take down the wire that Texas has put up. When you read the Constitution of the United States of America in Article 4, Section 4, it talks about, it's called the Guarantee Clause. And the federal government is supposed to guarantee to every state in the union, number one, a Republican form of government, not Republican Party, but a Republican form of government, because we are a republic. Someone needs to tell Joe Biden that. But the second thing is that they're supposed to protect every state in the union from invasion. And that's exactly what we have happening. You have the willful, the intentional, and the purposeful abdication of the Constitution duty, enumerated duty and responsibility of Article 4, Section 4 by the Biden administration. And the founding fathers were brilliant because they backstopped everything in the Constitution. So in Article 1, Section 10, Clause number 3, it lays out exactly what a state can do if they are actually invaded and there is imminent danger without any admit of delay. So when you look at the fentanyl crisis, when you look at the human and sex trafficking crisis, I live up here in Dallas County. We are the number two city in the United States of America for sex trafficking. When you look at what has happened with our national security, our domestic security, all of these single military age males that are being allowed in, we have more gotaways that have come across our border during the Biden administration than we have active duty strength of our United States Army and United States Marine Corps. So for the Supreme Court of the United States of America, who is supposed to interpret the law, to completely disregard the law and say that the federal government does not have to follow the Constitution, they do not have to follow the rule of law, and states are at their mercy, I find it's just unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. I haven't read the Supreme Court's decision, but I'm sure that their thinking is, well, no state is above the federal government, but the Constitution is to rule overall. Explain more about this backstop aspect of the Constitution that the founding fathers built in, please.
Well, I will tell you that there was no opinion. I have not seen any opinions that were written on their decision, which is very head scratching. But even if you try to look at the Supremacy Clause, that's what you're talking about, Article 6, Section 2 of the Constitution, where it says that the federal government and the laws that they create are, you know, supreme over the states and state constitutions. Well, there are three very important words in that. As long as the federal government is acting in pursuance thereof to the Constitution of the United States of America, then they are supreme over the states. But what you see happening is that the federal government, this Biden administration, is not acting in pursuance thereof to the Constitution. They have the enumerated duty and responsibility, as I said in Article 4, Section 4, to protect this nation from an invasion and protect every state. That's the guarantee clause. And when you have 8 to 10 million that have come across this border illegally, yes, Texas with 1,249 miles of border with Mexico, our sovereignty is being undermined. Our safety and security is being undermined. I can drive around in Dallas County here and I see the faces of human trafficking with these young ladies that are out there on the street corners with their children selling flowers in the winter. So it's right here before. So everything that you look at, the Supreme Court got this wrong. And again, the founding fathers were very meticulous and about understanding the duties and responsibilities of the respective three branches of government. Article 1 is the legislative branch. Article 2 is the executive branch. Article 3 is the judicial branch. And I just see a complete upside down turn on this. And I don't understand how Justice Amy Coney Barrett and Chief Justice Roberts could come to the conclusion that Texas does not have a right to defend itself when they are being invaded, when the federal government is not owning up to their constitutional enumerated responsibility. So this is going to be a huge decision going forward, because Dr. Jerry, what it basically says, if the federal government decides that they don't want to abide by the Constitution, well, states are just kind of screwed over.
Wow. Okay, and explain exactly what this barbed wire was, where it was. And by the way, Are you saying that then this has repercussions for other actions that Texas is doing to try and subvert this crisis?
Well, it's not just other actions that Texas is doing. And this is only about 40 to 46 miles of concertina wire. And it is really at an area that has seen kind of a large amount of these illegal crossings. And that's around the Eagle Pass area. So we're not talking about something that extends the entire 1,249 some odd miles of the Texas border. We're just talking about an obstacle, an impediment, so that you can have better control and you can channel people into an area where you can maintain operational control of that. Instead, the federal government is just basically just catching and releasing people back into the government. And so there's that change of policy from the Biden administration that has put us in this place. But when I talk about ramifications and consequences for other issues and for other states, just think about this. You hear different states out there saying that they want illegals to be able to vote. Well, I thought that the only people that could vote in our elections were citizens. And so let's say all of a sudden the federal government were to come down and say, yep, illegals going to get the opportunity to vote. States can't block that based upon what the Supreme Court just decided. If the federal government comes down and says that, yep, illegals all across the United States of America must be hired in law enforcement officer capacities, and they can work at the federal government in certain capacities, to include join the military. That's what Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois said. Well, states have to sit back and just kind of take it. We can't say that, I think that's a violation of our rights as states and also individuals. So this has some very deep ramifications. And like I said, at the core aspect of it, you're telling the federal government you don't have to follow the Constitution. You don't have to abide by the rule of law. You can be supreme over the states even though you're acting not in accordance to. You are not in pursuance thereof of the Constitution. So I don't know what these justices, these five justices, were thinking. This is a pretty open and shut case and should have been 9-0.
Wow. So what does Governor Abbott do from here?
I think Governor Abbott has to stand on the words of the Constitution, the United States Constitution, also the Texas State Constitution. In Article 4, Section 7 of the Texas State Constitution, he has the enumerated duty and responsibility as commander of the Texas Military Department to repel invasions. Two words, very simple, not bus invasions. I don't agree with him by, aiding and abetting human trafficking by putting people on buses and dispatching them all across the United States of America.
Well, I'll tell you what, you finish that and then we'll go back to the buses issue. Go ahead.
No, and so I think that Governor Abbott needs to show strength, because this really violates that concept of federalism You know, the states are really the supreme entity in these United States of America, and even talks about that in the Declaration of Independence, that free and independent states created the United States of America, the federal government. So there's a lack of response, a lack of respect to the states and their abilities. And, of course, the 10th Amendment, which is the last of our Bill of Rights, it clearly states that all of those powers not specifically delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states and to the people. And so this is really that level of governance that the founding fathers saw most important. So what the Supreme Court has completely done is, number one, undermine our sovereignty as United States of America, undermine the sovereignty of a border state, and truthfully undermine the ideal of federalism here in the United States of America.
Okay, as far as the buses are concerned, it seems to me that of all the different strategies Abbott has tried to do, and then, of course, Ron DeSantis did this once, at least, with the Martha's Vineyard. In effect, that's been extremely a strong move, because he said, okay, you know, New York City, you claim to be a sanctuary state. Okay, here are all these people. They've signed their waivers. They want to come to your state. Here you go. You too, Denver. Your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Texas taxpayer, and it costs $5,000 for each one of these illegal immigrants to be put on a bus and bus somewhere. To this day, I think there have been 100,000 that Governor Abbott has taken that course of action with. That's $500 million. Of Texas taxpayer money. I didn't sign up for that. No one asked me about that. No one brought up a resolution. Sure, it's a nice political optic and tactic, political. But when you talk about, if we are to be a constitutional republic, if we're supposed to abide by the rule of law, then we should not be busing people here illegally across the country. We should be repatriating them back across the border. And the governor has that authority by the Constitution. So it's real cute, yes. I mean, it's brought the attention to, these cities, Chicago, New York, or whatever. But I don't want to see us busing single military-aged males anywhere across the United States of America. If these were just, some females and kids. But even with that, a lot of these kids are going into sex trafficking, and the women into human and sex trafficking. So you're aiding and abetting a very, very bad problem.
Wow. What would you recommend to Governor Abbott to do? And by the way, are there other things in the works where, it might go up to the Supreme Court and they might again rule against the governor of Texas? By the way, we have about a minute and a half left.
I think it's important that Governor Abbott stand on the rule of law, being the U.S. Constitution and the Texas State Constitution. I think that it's very important that we regain operational control of our border. That means that we have to deal with the cartels as a transnational narco-criminal terrorist organization and go after their funding. I think these non-governmental organizations that are down here basically acting as a travel agency for illegal immigrants, they should have their permission to operate in the state of Texas revoked. And I think that we should not be allowing illegal immigrants in the state of Texas to have all of these free benefits, as well as in-state tuition. You can have in-state tuition here in the state of Texas if you're an illegal immigrant. If you're an American citizen from Louisiana, you want to go to school in Texas, you don't get in-state tuition. So it's all about the policies, and we need to stand on the rule of law.
Wow. So in other words, there are some things that Governor Abbott is not doing that he could be doing to help curtail this problem.
Absolutely. And I think that's the frustration of a lot of people. I've talked to ranchers down there along the border, Dr. Jerry. And do you know that a rancher cannot detain people that are on his property illegally? He will be charged with kidnapping. That's absurd.
Wow. So and 20 seconds remaining. What's the end goal for the Democrats on all this, the left?
Well, I think the end goal, if you want to talk about a replacement theory, here it is. To flood people into the United States of America. They think that they will get new voter base. As you know, they don't want to have the census just be restrained to American citizens. They want anybody to be counted in the census,
which means
it will tip the balance to them as far as representation in the House of Representatives and other elected positions.
Alan West, thanks so much for sharing with us. All the best.
All the best, Dr. Jerry. God be with you.
You too. Bye-bye now.